Hello?
Hi, thanks for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Angelita. I need to advise this call being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Yes, my name is DuQuincy Cooper. I'd like to file a claim.
Okay. And what's your Social Security number, Mr. Cooper?
419-969489.
And I have 419-979-4489. Is that
No,
correct?
419-969-9489.
Okay, 96. Okay. All right, and verify your name and date of birth for me.
DuQuincy Cooper. Date of birth 3/1/62.
Okay. And what's your mother's maiden name before marriage?
Delbert.
Okay. And did you have your driver's license or ID card available?
No, I never had a driver's license.
Okay,
I
what about
got
ID
ID card.
card? Okay, all right.
I
And
got a
are you going
state.
state ID? Okay. Are you going direct deposit or benefit card?
Benefit card.
Okay, all right. So I have DeQuince Cooper, DuQuence Cooper, COOPER. Date of birth is March 1, 1962. And are
Yes.
you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What's your preferred language?
English.
Okay. And do you consider yourself being disabled?
No, I'm not disabled.
Do you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
What's your mother's maiden name before marriage?
Deborah.
You said DeBridge.
Yes, ma'am.
And you say you don't have a driver's license, so what's your
No.
ID number?
ID number is let me see on here. ID number is 10/41/799. Ten, 41, 79, 9.
Okay. So you had a new ID?
Yes,
Okay.
it's
So
up to date.
that first letter, is it an I or a one?
The first letter is NO.
The first letter is NO.
Yes,
Thought you said
period.
it was I. Okay.
No, it's. It's
Okay,
10
so
41
that's okay, 10-41.
79 90.
7990. Okay, look at that
Yeah.
one behind that four and then that first number. Is that an I or one, the first number?
Behind the 4.
Yeah, you said 4-1, so that's a one. So what about the first number? Do it look the same as that one?
Yeah, the first number is 1.
It's not an I.
No.
It looked the same like the four, like the one behind the four.
Yes.
It looked the same. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Most of the time it'd be an I, that first letter be an I. Okay.
No,
But you see
it's
it's a
one.
one. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So that's 10417990.
Yes.
Okay. And if you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account. Or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefit card. The prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer? You said the benefit card.
Yes.
Okay, benefit card disclosures. You have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefit card. If you already have a tan color Alabama Advantage card, that card is good until the validity dates on the card, and payments will be made to your existing Alabama Advantage prepaid benefit card account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, the card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Advantage prepaid benefit card account. The Alabama Advantage prepaid benefit card is issued by CoAmerica. CoAmerica charges no monthly fees, no per purchase fees, zero in network ATM withdrawal fees, and there is $1.30 out of network fees. There's no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There's no fee for live customer service calls. There is 35 cents for automated customer service calls, and there is $1 in activity fee charged for 12 months with no activity. And CoAmerica charges two other type fees. They are card replacement fees, $4 for regular delivery, $19 for expedited delivery. There's an international transaction amount of 2%, which will exclude the ATM withdrawal fees and the balance inquiry fees. Please note that the customer service and the card replacement fees can be lower depending on how and what the card is used. See the long form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fees. The long form disclosure for DFP Pay card can be accessed by calling 1-800-499-2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov/benefit card. There's an overdraft or credit features. Your funds are FDIC insured. For general information about the prepaid account, please visit the cfpb.gov/prepaid. Find details and conditions for all fees and services in your cardholder agreement. So do you wish to continue with your Alabama Advantage prepaid benefit card account?
Yes.
Mr. Cooper? Okay. And verify your mailing address for me.
825 Parker Street, Union Springs, Alabama.
Okay.
36089.
Okay. And is the resident and the mailing address the same?
Yes.
Have your address changed in the last year?
No.
What's your primary phone number?
Hold on. It's the number of what you own now.
Okay. 421-8751?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so your number has changed. All right. And do you have a secondary number or email address you want to add?
No.
Okay. So I have 819 Parker Street, P-A-R-K.
No, it's 825 Parker Street.
Oh, 825. Okay.
Yes. They changed the, they rerouted it and changed the number on the mail route.
Okay, all right. 825 Parker Street, P-A-R-K-E-R, Union Springs, Alabama, 36089. And the primary number is 334-421-8751. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
Okay. And have your address changed in the last year?
No.
Okay. Security statement request to verify your identity when filing the UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Columbus, Atlanta, Lithonia, Duluth, none of the above.
No.
Which of the following vehicles have you recently owned, currently owned or leased? 2000 Audi A6, 2001 Acura CL, 2002 Mercedes-Benz M-Class, or 1997 Ford Contour, or never been associated?
No, none of the above.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 101 Deer Crest Circle, 111 Pascal Avenue, 1605 6th Avenue North, 816 Flora Street, never been associated?
None.
Okay. Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Do you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification dealing with adjustment of wages?
No.
And what's your last day of work?
December the 3rd. I said around the 3rd or 4th.
Okay. December the 3rd, 2022 is your last day of work. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I worked for a poultry plant.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, none of the above.
Are you currently ready for attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for, are you receiving pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for, are you receiving workman compensation due to work-related injuries?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Let me see, at least 60.
60?
Yes.
Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$15 an hour.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Any kind of work possible, really.
Okay. Did your employer give you a definite date to return back to work?
No.
What was your job description?
Sanitation.
Sanitation?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, janitorial and cleaners, cleaning?
I was on cleanup crew.
Okay, janitorial, okay. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes, I'm seeking work.
Okay.
Day and night I'm seeking it.
Okay.
About to worry myself to death seeking.
Worry yourself to death?
Yes.
Why is that?
I don't know. I'm just stressed. No, I live by myself. No bills got to be paid.
Oh, yes, sir. Yep, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. And who is your last separating employer?
My last what now?
Separating employer, your last employer that you worked with?
Wayne Poultry.
Okay, Wayne's Farm?
Yes, Wayne's Farm.
Okay, all right. And what city and state is that Wayne's Farm in?
Union Springs, Alabama.
Okay. And do you have a phone number for them?
No, I don't. I never knew their phone.
Okay. You said your last day again is?
Around the 3rd of December.
Okay. And when is your start date with them?
Oh, I've been with them for 6 years. I don't know the start date.
You don't know what month?
I think it was in July, if I ain't mistaken.
Okay. Are they on Baskin Street?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so your last day was on December 3rd, and how long you said with the other one?
I've been working with them for about 6 years.
Okay. And you don't know what month?
Unemployment, folks.
Sir.
Ma'am.
I said you don't know what month?
I think it was in July, if I ain't mistaken.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so you said July, maybe July the 1st or 3rd?
Yeah, it been 6 years ago. Like I said,
okay, 2016?
Yes.
Okay. All right, July the 3rd, 2016 is your start date, and your last date is December 3rd, 2022.
Yeah.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay as your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No.
And why are you no longer working? I mean, have you applied for pension? Are you seeking, receiving pension from this employer?
No.
And why are you no longer working? Quit, discharge, other lack of work, laid off, no work available.
They got a chemical now in there called chlorine. It's something like Clorox, but it's something like 30 times stronger than Clorox.
Oh my goodness! Why are they using it?
I don't know. We don't have no respirator. They don't give you Only mask they give you is a little cloth mask, you know, like the one they were wearing for the coronavirus.
Yes, sir. Okay.
And I worked between two. I worked between a man and a woman, and they used at least between the two of them. They were using something like 10 gallons of it a night, and it kept me. It ran my blood pressure up first. I had never been sick, and then It kept me full of cold.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got where I'd be sleeping at night. When I got up in the morning, I'd be sleeping. Then in my sleep, I would lose my breath. I couldn't breathe.
Oh, gosh. Well, yeah, you
and
right.
I kept jumping up out the bed trying to catch my breath. And I kept warning them about it. They wouldn't do nothing about it. And I kept going to the doctor. Kept going to the doctor, Bullock County Hospital. They were sending me a bill saying that they were going to garnish him a check. And so I kept complaining. I asked them 100 times to move.
Yes.
And so I went to DHR. DHR refused to move. And so I had to give it up for my health reasons.
Yes, sir. Okay. All right, so, okay, so the only thing I see health reasons is on the quit. Quit, and then you can say for health reasons.
It killed two guys worked with us. It killed two guys that I worked with.
Oh,
two
my goodness.
Two guys that I worked with.
And they still hadn't changed things out?
Still hadn't changed things. Me and Marvin left the plant. And when we left out that plant, Marvin was fine. And by the time I got home and got in the bed, I probably hadn't slept 30 minutes and got a phone call. He was dead.
Oh, my goodness. Now, how long had he been working there since he started with the chemical?
Shit, they had the chemical from the first day I started.
Oh, the first day. I thought they changed to something stronger.
No, they always used the chlorine. They use about three or four different kinds of chemicals. You don't supposed to mix that chemical, but they're supposed to have a chemical man. But they don't know. No, while we working at night, you know, the graveyard shift, don't know supervisor be there. So the lead man would just give anybody the key.
Okay,
and they would go in there. They would mix that chlorine with acid and the rest of those chemicals.
And not being mindful of what it's doing to you all's body wise.
They don't care.
Okay, so name and title of the person who advised you were quitting.
Ma'am.
Name and title of the person you advised that you were quitting.
Tina Parker.
Tina Parker.
Yes.
And what was the final incident that caused you to quit?
When I couldn't catch my breath at night in the morning time when I got off.
Okay.
Well, really, I didn't quit. They terminated.
Okay. So let's go back then. The termination, discharge. Okay,
yes.
Discharge, misconduct, dishonest criminal act, positive drug test, falsifying records, tardyism, absent that note to employer, insubordination, ratify on the influence, satisfactory work, or violation of company policy. That's what they have on the discharge.
Yes, yes.
Which one of those?
No, they got a point system. Once you miss so many points,
okay,
once you stay off.
Mm-hmm. So you were absent?
Yeah, you know, you got 9, 10 okay. points to get.
Okay. And who discharged you under the?
Human Resource Department.
Okay. And you say she was in a particular name or just for Human Resource?
Just Human Resource.
Okay. And was the date of discharge, was it on December the 3rd?
Yes.
And what was the final incident that caused you to be discharged? You said you couldn't breathe?
Couldn't breathe.
Okay. And
boy. Yeah.
Let's see. Boy, I couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
Due to chemical on the job. Okay. And did you commit the act that they allegedly accused you of?
No.
Okay. Any prior warning?
No.
What did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to being discharged?
I asked them to be moved.
To be moved.
Yeah.
All right. So name and title of person who discharged you, say Human Resource, HR. Date of
yes.
discharge was December 3rd, 2022. What was the final incident that caused you to be discharged? I couldn't breathe due to the chemicals on the job. Did you commit the act? No. Any prior warning? No. Did you try to resolve the problem prior to being discharged?
Yes.
I asked to be moved to another position because of chemicals were bad for my health.
Yes.
Okay. And do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Okay. And you can jot down your temporary PIN number. It is going to be 8962.
Yes.
Okay. 8962 is your temporary PIN number. And I'm gonna read you your closing statements, and then
Can you make that 1962?
Okay, you'll be able to change it once you do your first calling.
Okay.
But you have to do this one first, 8962.
Okay, 8962. Let me write that down.
Yes, sir. Then if you want to change it, you can change it. Yeah, because I'm going to give you some old numbers you'll need to call for starting next week also.
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready.
God, peace. Hold on a minute so I can write that down. All right, I'm going to write 8962.
Mm-hmm.
89, 60, All right, now come the other numbers you're talking about.
Okay, yes, so 8962, and I guess you can go ahead and write it down. It's 1-800-752-752,
okay.
7389.
7389,
all right. 1-800-752-7389, or you can go to the website. It is www.labor.alabama.gov.
All right, what is this 800 number for?
That's the number you're going to call every week to do the weekly survey. Can you get started next week on the 18th? You have to call in every week to report your earnings for the previous week.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So that'll be the number you'll call every week, the 752 number.
I call this number Sunday.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Starting this coming
okay.
Sunday, the week of the 18th. Yeah. Sunday or Monday. You have from Sunday up until Friday to get it called in, as long as you get it in before Friday at 5. But try not to wait until Friday in case you have a problem with your PIN number. If you have problems with your PIN number, you can give us a call back. Now, you can call that number or go to the website. The web address is www. That's three W's.
Hold on. Okay.
Three W's dot labor.
Labor.
Dot Alabama.
Dot Alabama.
Dot gov.
Dot gov.
Okay, that's labor.alabama.gov and that phone number.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so they're supposed to send you a booklet in the mail within 7 days. If you don't receive the booklet, you can reach out to the inquiry line. That number is 1-800.
1-800. Okay.
361.
Okay.
4524.
4524. Okay. All right.
So you can call that number if you're concerned about the booklet in the mail, or if you don't, or if you were concerned about payments, you can reach out to the inquiry line. That's the inquiry line number. You can reach them
the
Sunday.
You just gave.
Yes, sir. 361. 361-4524.
Let me see.
361-4524.
So this number here is for what?
That's the inquiry line number for the booklet. If you don't receive your booklet in the mail, 1-800-361-4524.
Okay.
And if you're concerned about payments, if you haven't received any payments, you can call the inquiry line and check on them. Now, you can reach that number Sunday through Thursday.
Okay. Just 1-800-752-7389.
No, sir.
The one you just gave me.
Yes, sir. 1-800. The one I just gave you. 361.
Okay.
Sunday 4524. Sunday through Thursday.
Sunday through
Thursday.
Okay, I got you.
All right, that's the inquiry line number. You can call about the booklet, or you can call about concerning payments while you haven't received payments, okay? 1-800-361-4524. Monday through Thursday, 5 o'clock p.m. or after, in the afternoon. It's 5 o'clock p.m. You have to wait until 5 in the afternoon to call them.
Okay.
All right. Now, the 752 number is the number you're going to do your weekly certification. So put weekly by that number. 1-800-752-7389. Put weekly. That's the one you'll call every week.
All right. I got you.
You can go to the website. Okay. So they want you to go to the Alabama Career Center, or you can go online. They want you to update your resume.
Okay.
And the web address is Alabama Works.
Alabama work.
Dot Alabama. Dot gov.
Dot Alabama.
Dot gov. Yes.
All right, I got that.
All right. Alabama works. Dot Alabama. Dot gov. You're gonna update the online resume at that site.
Okay.
Okay. You can find the same website under the labor.alabama.gov. It's a drop down box. You go to online services at the top. It's a drop down box. It says Alabama Works. And you can file the same update right there. Do you know how to get to your claimant portal page?
Do what now?
Your claimant portal page. Okay,
no.
That's a page that has a little updated information on there about the claim. If you don't get a letter in the mail from them, you can also check your portal page for some updated information, okay? So you'll find that under the labor.alabama.gov website, their first website, the address that I gave you. Labor.alabama.gov. Go to that website. When you get to that website, you'll see a red box on there that says claimant. Right underneath there, you see claimant portal. You'll click on claimant portal, and it's going to say login, and it's going to ask you want to continue with Apple, Google, or Microsoft, okay? And you might want to continue with with Google.
Okay.
Okay. That'll take you to your claimant portal page, and you might not be able to access it until next week when you can do the first week of certification, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to read your closing statements, and we'll be finished. Unless you have some questions, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claims requirements effectively. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you to work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit the Alabama Career Center or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov/FOSNET to update your online resume. Failure to do so may have interruptions in your benefits. You must be able and available to work, actually seeking full-time work each week that your claim benefits. Unemployment claims uses calendar weeks that begins on Sunday, ends on Saturday. You must file a week of certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make a complete certification each week could result in loss of benefits. If you choose to file internet, it's www.labor.alabama.gov. If you choose to call, it is 1-800-752-7389. Your week certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 o'clock p.m. on Fridays, but not on Saturdays. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains the rights and responsibilities on how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instruction list could result in loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about your information, please call the inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before decision of your claim is made. Mr. Cooper, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions, sir?
Yes. So the weekly number you gave me, I called it in Sunday, right?
Correct. Yes, sir.
Okay.
752 right. number. Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. And you call in every. You have to call in every week now to report your weekly earnings for the previous week.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right, sir. And thanks for calling. Any more questions?
All right. No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. And when you call Sunday, you're gonna report your earnings for this week. Okay.
Okay.
All right. It's the previous week. Every time you call, you report your earnings for the previous week. All right. Well, thanks for calling Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center, sir. And happy holidays to you and your family.
All right. Same to you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. Bye.
You're welcome.